Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, May 17th, 2021. This morning I will talk about forgiveness. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth, creating all that is, was, or will ever be, and for creating things seen and unseen. We look on the order and beauty of your creation and just sing your praises. Grant us strength for each new day to reflect your goodness to those around us with joyful praise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Matthew 6:12, we read, "And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors." Why forgive? Why be forgiving? The simple answer is because Jesus says so. Jesus makes a strong statement on forgiveness immediately following the Lord's Prayer. "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." This is Matthew 6:14-15. The reasoning here is clear. We are to be forgiving people because God has forgiven us. The word for forgiveness in the Greek means let go. The Apostle Peter clarifies our obligation to forgive when he asks, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times. Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times. This is Matthew 18:21-22. This is an arbitrarily large number that fit the context of Peter's question. Jesus then goes on to tell the parable of the unforgiving servant. The point here is that forgiveness aids patience, healing, and redemption. Forgiveness aids patience. Working with young children or with Alzheimer's patients involves answering repeated questions or dealing with other annoying behaviors. We often find ourselves working with our children and our parents while we juggle other things, including our own exhaustion. If we can forgive people with special needs, then why is it so hard to forgive people who are just annoying? Do we see them as persons for whom Christ died or as persons who just make our lives difficult? A life with no regrets starts with forgiveness. Forgiveness heals. For example, forgiveness breaks up what psychiatrists call rumination. An extreme form of rumination occurs when a psych patient obsesses daily for years about stressful or imagined events from the past. Puffed up like that, rumination distracts the patient from normal emotional development and subsequently damages relationships. Because we all ruminate, forgiveness heals by helping to focus on life's daily challenges rather than on phantoms from the past. Forgiveness is one of the 4 types of healing, that is, forgiveness, emotional pain, physical healing, and deliverance from spiritual oppression, cited by Francis McNutt. Forgiveness is redemptive. The story of Stephen, the first Christian martyr, is a case in point. Just before he died, Stephen prayed, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Saul of Tarsus witnessed and approved of Stephen's stoning. Better known as Paul, Saul later met the risen Christ on the road to Damascus, was baptized, and became the church's great evangelist. But Paul never forgot Stephen's astonishing act of love and linked Stephen to his own call story, where the life and ministry of Paul in answer to Stephen's prayer. Forgiveness is so radical, so rare, so redemptive that it also reveals God's presence among us. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.